Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and for the next 25 minutes, Rabbi will explain how you can recapture your faith. Many of us can recall the exact moment we said yes to a relationship with God. Maybe it felt new and exciting at first as you began to learn about Him in ways that you hadn't before. But what happens when we begin to lose our first love for the Lord? Well, Rabbi Schneider addresses that critical question today in a message that he's called The Fragrance of Love. We're going to learn three things that will help us recapture our passion. So let's get started. Here's Rabbi Schneider.
I'm in a series I'm calling A Baptism of Love. I'm taking you on a short journey through the Song of Songs. Several years ago, I preached 50 full episodes on it. Now what I'm doing is just focusing on highlights because there's something in the Song of Songs that is unique and unlike any other book in the Word of God. Now, on last episode, we read in verse number 4 there that she says, "The king has brought me into his chambers." In other words, her journey into the baptism of love began when she encountered Jesus in her life. What this tells us is the necessity of having an encounter with King Jesus. In other words, your experience is going to be different from my experience, and it's going to be unique, but somehow you have to know and be convinced that Jesus is alive and that you can experience Him, that you can have Him in the here and in the now. She had what I'm calling, get this now, church, a chamber experience. Jesus had done something in her life, in her or around her. Jesus had done something whereby she got activated. In other words, she didn't just believe in a religion, but she had an experience. Now again, your experience may have happened to you many years ago, even when you were a child, but somehow God proved Himself to you. And once you know, beloved ones, that God is alive, that He's real, that will inspire within you and activate within you the faith that's required to seek Him. You see, we read in the book of Hebrews, those that are going to please God, get this now, must believe, first of all, that He is. In other words, unless we believe that God is and we can experience Him, we'll have no motivation to seek Him. We're going to be dead in the darkness. So true disciples of Jesus have been marked. They were marked and have been marked and are being marked because somehow Jesus has shown up in their life. I'm not saying that you saw Him, but that Jesus made Himself known to you. And Father, right now, even as I'm speaking, I release and declare that You are making Yourself known and felt to several at the command of My voice right now, Jesus. You are showing Yourself to these that are watching, that some that are watching right now have never had an experience with You where You showed them, Jesus, that You were the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to God but by You. But right now, Jesus, I declare that You're making Yourself real, known, that You're making Your presence felt to many that are under the sound of My voice right now, in Jesus' name. If you were just marked, if somehow you just felt something that you never felt before, you saw something in your mind that you never saw before. In other words, that's what a vision is. It's a picture that God puts in your mind. Maybe you heard His voice. Oftentimes the Lord will speak to us in what I call a silent voice. It's not audible, but nevertheless, somehow you hear it. In other words, just like we have physical senses, God also gives us spiritual senses. But somehow, some of you that are watching, I know there's at least a few that just now, Jesus quickened you. He made you know that He's with you, that He's alive, that He loves you. So the Shulamite bride, that's a shadow of the church, she begins with an intense desire. God marked her with an encounter with her that caused faith to rise up in her. And once that happened, she said, that's it. She said, I'm going to make pursuing Jesus the goal of my life. I'm going now to verse number 7. What happened was, in verses number 1-6, she encountered the beautiful Jesus. Jesus revealed to her that she was loved. She said, I'm dark, I still have issues in my life, but I'm lovely and I'm beautiful to God. She was experiencing Him. But over time, beloved ones, what happened is that the newness and the emotional experience of that first experience that she had with Him, remember we saw in verse number 4 of chapter 1, she said, the king brought me into his chamber. She had an emotional and a real tangible experience with God. But eventually, over time, what happened to her, as it does with all of us, is that emotional experience began to lose its freshness. That first experience that she had began to lose its freshness. Now, I know that I use the term emotional experience, and perhaps there are some that are a bit put off by that term right now, but I want you to know the reason, beloved one, that you have emotions is because God has emotions. In other words, people, human beings, humankind, we are emotional creatures. And the reason we're emotional creatures is because we've been created in God's likeness. So although we're not ruled by our emotions and we don't live according to our emotions, to say that emotions have nothing to do with our walk with God is a gross heresy. Because the reality is, God created us to enjoy Him and to experience Him. And part of this experience is emotional. This does not mean that we're always going to be feeling something. But it does not mean as well that we'll never feel anything. From time to time in our walks with God, we're going to experience Him in a real, tangible way that's going to touch us in our emotions. So when she said, the king has brought me into his chambers, there was an emotional component to this, even as God wants you to be moved emotionally by His Spirit. Father, right now, I just release over your people by the wave of your Spirit, Father, that they would be touched in their emotions with the love of God, with your beauty, and how beautiful they are to you. In Jesus' name, I declare it and decree it. You see, Jesus told us what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And that if we ask anything according to His will, we can know that He hears us and that we have what we ask for. And so as I speak these things over your life, what I'm doing is I'm practicing what Jesus said when He said, anything that you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So I'm binding on earth the revelation, beloved, of His glory over your life. And we know this is according to His will because Jesus prayed that we would know His glory. And so she has this emotional encounter with the Lord, but what happened was it began to wear off. And that's what happens with you and I. We have experiences with God, and these experiences that we have from time to time, they carry us, but eventually we don't feel these experiences anymore, and they seem far away. And oftentimes in that place, we feel separated from God. We're feeling like we're not connecting with Him. Sometimes we wake up in the morning and we just feel alive and we feel a fresh connection to God. But sometimes we wake up, beloved, in the morning and we don't feel anything. We feel like God is as far away from us as the planet Mars. I mean, we just feel that we are so far away from God, we feel nothing. And that's what happened to the Shulamite bride here. By the way, before I go on, did you know that your life as you're pursuing God is going to be a cycle of experiencing Him and then battling? Experiencing Him and then battling. Because what the Lord does is, He allows us at times to experience Him, but then what He does is He wants to train us in faith to keep pursuing Him, to keep praying, to keep walking by faith, even when we don't experience Him. So Jesus said, blessed are those that believe without seeing. And so the Lord at times allows us to experience Him, to emotionally be touched by Him. But in order to raise us up in faith, in order to make us strong, He wants to bring us to the place where we'll keep pursuing Him, we'll keep loving Him, we'll keep obeying Him, we'll keep walking in faith during those seasons that we don't feel anything. Amen? And so we're being taught not just to walk by faith rather than sight, but also to walk by faith when we have no emotions and we have no feelings. It's the same thing. God wants us to live by faith, get this now, not in sense knowledge. And by sense knowledge, I mean whether it is feeling something or whether it's seeing something. Both of these can be sense knowledge. Faith is just a raw confidence, get this now, in the Word of God. And so your life and my life are going to go through cycles. Sometimes we'll experience Him emotionally or in miracles or in things that we're seeing God do in our life. But sometimes God wants to train us in faith to just put confidence in His written Word and just to keep putting one step in front of the other in love and obedience.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, we want to share with you about his new book, A Journey into Divine Love. You'll discover new depths of intimacy with the Lord as Rabbi unlocks the mysteries of the Song of Songs. Rabbi shares that this is one of the most important teachings the Lord has ever given him. Get your copy today online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com and join God on a journey into divine love. At Discovering the Jewish Jesus, we are looking for like-minded people who are ready to partner with us. If you're sensing the Lord leading you to offer a financial gift of support, would you please contact us today? Become a monthly partner. Go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or to give a gift of any amount today, just call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And now here's Rabbi Schneider with the rest of today's message.
Well, as the journey continues, as this progression of baptism in the love of God continues, we read here that the Shulamite bride is not feeling connected. Just as you and I go through those seasons of not feeling connected, not feeling engaged in the emotional aspect of the love of God. And when she hits this place where she's feeling nothing, she calls out to Jesus in verse 7. Listen to what she says. "Tell me, O you whom my soul loves, where do you pasture your flock and where do you make it lie down? For why should I be like one who veils herself beside the flocks of your companions?" Now again, this is the language of poetry and love. What she's saying is, where are you whom my soul loves? Where are you? I want to be next to you. She said, I don't want to be like one that veils herself, she said in verse number 7. So she's calling out to the one whom she loves. She's calling out to Jesus, and she's saying, Lord, I feel like I don't know you. I don't feel close to you. I want to feel intimate with you. I want to feel connected to you. I want to feel the joy of walking in intimacy with you. Where are you? She said, where do you pasture your flock? How can I get close to you? How can I feel you again? How can I feel intimately connected with you again? And listen how Jesus intimately responds to her. In verse number 8, if you yourself did not know, most beautiful among women, he loves her. Though she feels nothing, though she's not feeling his love, listen, Jesus' love never changed. He said, if you don't know, most beautiful among women, he calls her beautiful. He assures her. He says, let me tell you. And he tells her to do three things. He tells her to get in fellowship with his people. He tells her to serve. And he tells her to do it under the authority of church government. And so he says there, go forth on the trail of the flock, get in fellowship with my people, and pasture your young goats. In other words, serve, get involved in serving. And then he says, and do it in verse number 8, under the tents of the shepherds. It's really important that you get in close relationship with God's people, that you're in fellowship with the body, because God doesn't call us only, get this now, church, as individuals. He calls us as a people. And so we can't fully experience the fellowship of Jesus in our life if we're not in fellowship with the body. Now, I realize for some of you that are older and facing physical challenges, some of you, you know, are dealing with health issues that make it difficult to be involved in a local fellowship. And I want you to know that God's grace is sufficient. But if there's no reason that you can't be in fellowship, in other words, you have transportation, you're in good health, I want you to know God's best will be fulfilled in your life when you get in fellowship with the body. And again, I want to speak right now blessing to our elderly and those with physical challenges or those that don't have transportation. I want you to know God's grace is sufficient. He loves you and will cover you just where you're at. But it's important for you to realize that God wants you in fellowship with His people, those of you that are able to do so physically. And then the Lord said, and pasture your young goats. In other words, it's important to serve. You see, when we were called into relationship with Jesus, we were given a gift. And we were given the heart of the great shepherd. Jesus said, the Son of Man has not come, get this now, church, to be served, but to serve. And God so loved the world, get it now, that He gave His only begotten Son. And so the fullness of the Spirit cannot work through our life if we're not serving, if we're not giving, if we're not looking how to bless. If we just try to keep everything, you know, bottled up for ourselves and it's just about our own experience, the river of life will not flow from you in such a way that you can be carried deeper in to eternal life. So the Lord said, get in fellowship with my people, go where the flock's at, find a way to serve. You know, you don't have to have a specific title to serve. You just look for ways to encourage people, to reach out to people, to love people, do it with your words, do it with your finances, do it in tangible ways. And then the Lord said, and do it under the tents of the shepherds. In other words, don't be a lone ranger, but God's given to the church apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, none of which are perfect, including me. But nevertheless, this is the economy of God's kingdom. This is how He operates. So get into the atmosphere of His government. And Jesus said, when you do this, it's going to bring a refreshment into your life that's going to bring you, beloved, into a deeper baptism of intimacy and of love. As we continue here, Jesus continues to affirm her. Listen what He says to her. He said, your cheeks are lovely with ornaments. And He goes on to just let her know that she is beautiful to Him. And as she was experiencing, get this now, the affirmation of God over her life, and I want you to know now, God loves you. I'm speaking to every single one of you that are His. Every one of Paul's letters begins the same way. Get this now, grace and peace to you. God loves you. The Bible says you're complete in Him. You are beautiful to God. And as she began to realize that there's therefore now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, as she began to realize that she was dearly cherished and loved just where she was, even in her state of imperfection, she was deeply loved and cherished. As she began to become confident of that, not shrinking back in shame, but confident that God enjoyed her right where she was, even in her imperfection, as she began to become confident, church, in the love of God, you know what happened? Her heart began to blossom in His love. She said there in verse number 12, while the king was at his table, my perfume gave forth its fragrance. Do you know what, beloved? We need to have the revelation of the fear of God. The Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. But beyond that, beloved, we need the revelation, get this now, church, of the love of God. Because fear will take us so far, but love will bring you all the way in. Father God, we love You today, and we respond to Your love today. Father, we respond to Your love by saying to You, Father, even as the Shulamite's bride's heart began to open up to You, we say back to You, Father God, we love You too. Thank You for loving us, Jesus. Thank You for coming to live inside us. And we arise now from the inside and we say to You, Jesus, that we love You back. We ask You to baptize us with the Holy Spirit, with the baptism of love. Jesus, Your word says that we're being brought to the marriage supper of the Lamb. We want to be a partner with You in love, Jesus. We say to You, we love You, King Jesus.
Yes, thank You, Jesus. We are so looking forward to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and this is the daily teaching program of Rabbi Schneider. And if you'd like to learn more about this ministry or Rabbi, you can visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And then while you're there, take a look around our website. We have a treasury of books, articles, and resources. They'll help you learn more about the Jewish roots of our faith. And we even have a dedicated giving page that allows you to support this ministry through your prayers and financial gifts. Rabbi?
There's a portion in God's Word that I've really been putting myself under, asking the Lord to shepherd me into perfect obedience. It's the story of the rich young ruler that came to Jesus in Matthew 19. It's also repeated in Mark and Luke. And the rich young ruler says to Jesus, "Good teacher." Jesus says, "Why do you call me good? Only God's good." And then the rich young ruler said to Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Yeshua said, "Keep all the commandments." The rich young ruler said, "I've done all the commandments from my youth." He was a moral man. Then Yeshua said to him, "Now go and sell everything you have, and you will inherit the kingdom of God." And the Bible says the rich young ruler went away sad because he wasn't able to surrender his possessions to the Lord. And the disciples were really like, "Wow, who can inherit the kingdom of God?" Jesus said, "What's impossible with man is possible with God." Beloved, we don't have to earn our salvation, but Jesus is calling for us to surrender. Will you surrender your finances to Him?
If you feel the Lord leading you right now to give a donation through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or connect with one of our friendly team members by calling us at 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. And you can also send your financial gift in the mail to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. We'll say thank you by sending you Rabbi Schneider's Message of the Month that's available as a digital download. And we'll also make sure that you receive a copy of our latest newsletter. It includes additional teaching points from Rabbi, like his discussion on Passover that was recently highlighted in it. And speaking of God's holy days, this year, Pentecost falls on Sunday, May the 19th. And Shavuot, which is the Hebrew word for Pentecost, it takes place in June this year. So why the different days? Well, the holiday celebrates the descent of the Holy Spirit as described in the book of Acts. But Pentecost is based on the Gregorian calendar and is 50 days after Easter, while Shavuot follows the Hebrew calendar and takes place 50 days after Passover. Christian tradition tells us that this celebration is the fulfillment of Jesus' promise to baptize His followers with the Holy Spirit. And to learn more about Pentecost and Shavuot, visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. That's all the time we have for right now, but no program would be complete without hearing God's special blessing. I hope these sacred words inspire and comfort you today.
The words from the Aaronic blessing in the book of Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 through 27 helps us to realize how good God is to you and I personally. So receive His blessing into your life, and then, beloved one, go bless somebody else in Jesus' name today.
Yavarechecha Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'ir Yahweh Panav Elecha Vihunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance. And the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries, and I'm Dustin Roberts. Join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider explains the importance of being holy and blameless before the Lord. That's Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.